This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, everybody. And I can say that because there's ARCA testing going on in Daytona today. How exciting is that? We're already talking about NASCAR and the Daytona and all that good stuff. At 10:06, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great, great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Today, Tim Bryan joins us for the first time in 2016. Five Flat Speedway. They're going to be honoring the 2015 track champions tonight at the Haji Shrine Temple on 9 Mile Road. Also, that's going to be starting around 6 o'clock. He's got news on the swap meet coming up January 23rd, the same day. For $5, you can see the racing season start for 2016. And this is a good one. This is the Sweat Hog Grand Prix version 2. So he's got the information. Tommy Prater is down at Daytona with the Moose, Thomas Prater. He's going to be joining us about news with the NASCAR K&N Racing coming to MIS March 11th through the 12th. That's going to be a good show. The local guys will race Friday, and then the big guys will be there Saturday. And Dustin Long with NBC Sports has breaking news. And if you go to my Facebook page, look up Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. Breaking news with Tony Stewart last night in an altercation with a fan at the Chili Bowl, and there's video all over. You've really got to see this one. We'll talk about that. And Jay Wells with Deep South Speedway welcoming drivers and teams to a special meet and greet today at 2 p.m. at the track. Classes will be discussed, also rule changes, and all that happens today at 2. So lots to go, and again, I just say Happy New Year. I can say that to Tim Bryant joining us, and already got a good, busy start at Five Flag Speedway this year. How about it?
Yeah, we really do, Kane, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. And tonight, we officially put the lid on 2015 as we honor our season champions at Five Flag Speedway with our annual awards banquet. And of course, we'll be paying honor to drivers top five in each division, but the guys of the night will be Gino Denmark, the Butler U-Pullet Bomber champion, Shana Ard, the Beef O'Brady's Sportsman Division champion, and of course Randy Thompson with the Faith Chapel Superstock Championship this year. Brian Weimer, Georgia driver, won the Better Built Toolboxes Truck Championship. Ryan Luza, the Texan, with our Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series title, well-deserved for him. And, of course, really happy we're going to get to see Casey Roderick, who is the Deep South Crane Blizzard Series champion, making the trip over from Georgia also tonight. These people, you know, will receive some accolades. They'll receive a nice check, some good contingency prizes. Good time will be had by all.
And the fans, are fans allowed to go to this, or is it too late with the reservations?
You know, truthfully, you know, if any of the race teams want to bring an extra person or two, we are taking registration at the door. I probably stop short of saying it's open to the public because our head count has been given to our caterer. But we've got some room for we got a little cushion built in there. So, you know, if someone that's just finding out for some reason may say, oh, heck, I wanted to be a part of that. Certainly, they're welcome. 9 Mile Road across from Lowe's. It's the Haji Shrine Temple. Pretty hard to miss.
Yeah, starting around 6 o'clock. Now, let's talk about you guys have been busy. You really have. Obviously, you've got the Sweat Hog Grand Prix version 2 coming up, which we can discuss, and also the swap meet. And this got your parking lot full the past few years that I've come to it.
Yeah, the 12th annual racer swap meet, and it's open to racers from all aspects of racing, both oval track, dirt, and asphalt. Drag racers, we have street rodders that come in. It's just really a parts meet. It's a chance for a guy to clean out his race shop, to take his unwanted or unused parts, and turn them into cash so that he can pad his 2016 racing budget. It'll all kick off at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. We charge $25 for a vendor spot. That's a seller's fee. You can bring a whole trailer load of stuff. We'll have complete cars. We'll have trailers, trucks, and anything right down to shocks and springs. So, but it's free admission in the parking lot side. If anybody wants to just come out and browse, see if there's anything they might be interested in, of course, there's no cost for that.
Yeah, it's from 8 to 10, or I'm sorry, 8 to 11. And then you've got Cyclops Vapor coming on board with the Sweat Hog Racing. And you've also got Motos in the afternoon. And this is the second year, and it was very popular last year. This is something that Robbie Bobby McClendonshire and you guys have put together. And it's a fun race. It really is for the fans, the drivers, and everyone involved.
It'll be a great day. I mean, after the swap meet, as soon as the swap meet is concludes, everything will shift trackside. Yeah. For $5, you can get in the grandstands and watch the The motorcycles will begin practice actually at 10 a.m. during the swap meet. We'll have a driver's meeting at 11. The first heat, I believe, takes place at 11:30. New format this year for the Sweat Hog Grand Prix. We're going to run a pair of qualifying races, each 30 minutes long, and we'll transfer the top 20 finishers in each qualifier to a one-hour main event. In between the heats and the main event, of course, we'll have Supermoto racing, a good field of bikes coming to run on the road course, and that is nothing short of breathtaking in its own right. But the Sweat Hog Grand Prix is just a hilarious, it's a fun event. Of course, Ricky Johnson, the Mississippi driver, will be coming over to defend his title. He'll be going for two in a row. The Montgomery Mafia is coming down with a group of cars. It's going to be loads of fun.
Well, let's talk about some of the plans for 2016. Five Flag Speedway has announced that, released the new season, and you guys have some great shows, including the King of the Wing Sprint Cars coming in April, and that is they're coming from Indy, and that's a big, big thing when they come all the way down here. They bring a lot of cars, and it's really a good show.
It really is, and of course, we're actually opening it all the week before on March 25th, I believe it is, a Friday night. $5 ticket will get you in to see Pro Truck Division 50-lap feature. Will be our featured attraction that night, along with Sportsman and Bombers, and then we'll come back the next Friday and get things kicked off. It's actually the King of the Wing Southern Swing, a triple header for the sprint car guys. It should ensure that we get a large field of cars. They'll begin on Friday night. On Saturday night, they'll switch to Mobile International Speedway. Really a long-awaited event over there. They got rained out last year, so I know there's some Mobile fans chomping at the bit to see these wing sprint cars. And then, of course, on Sunday afternoon, they'll venture to Stan Harrison's Montgomery Motor Speedway. So triple-header for the sprint car guys. That's the way they like to race, you know, night after night after night. So should have a good group of cars. And, of course, that gets things kicked off in a big way for 2016.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Mobile. You're going to have some limited participation over there. Any kind of schedule news? A lot of fans have been asking me, the drivers also, you know, they're always asking on social media. Have you heard anything? And I know there's nothing really yet set in stone, I believe, at least on the website, except for the NASCAR ARCA race, which we'll talk with Tommy Prater here shortly about. I'm sorry, the NASCAR, I should say, K&N. Let's spit that out right.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, void of any big hype to go along with that announcement, I can go ahead and tell you this morning what the plans are for 2016. I'll preface that by saying the plans are somewhat tentative. As everyone knows, that racetrack is still for sale. There are a couple of prospects that are prowling around a little bit. So, that would preempt any plans in all likelihood, unless someone purchased the track and just continued on with the tentative schedule as it is set. But as I mentioned, after the NASCAR K&N Mobile 150, it'll be the King of the Wing Sprint Car Series. Be back in May with the Southern Super Series. Be part of a big Memorial Day weekend doubleheader along with Pensacola. So that'll be a great event. Pro Late Models will be in action. Again, a doubleheader with Pensacola. Will be, I believe, June 25th, 26th, somewhere there. I'm not in front of a calendar.
Sure.
Be back with another Pro Late Model show on July 30th. And then, of course, the always anticipated Lee Fields Memorial set again this year for August the 20th. And you may remember had a great turnout for that last year. We'll include all the divisions. The Bomber and Sportsman guys will be included in all of the events. And, of course, we're working on schedules with not only Pensacola but Montgomery, other tracks to try to alternate the super stocks and pro trucks where these guys can have an ample amount of racing and also possibly even maybe Sunnyvale.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, well, that's awesome. And I know a lot of people, a lot of the fans have been asking if they heard anything, so that's great. So we're looking at least one good race a month out there, and, you know, never know who's, you know, what could happen if the track is sold and things, and obviously that's what the goal is, but we also have got to keep it running for the drivers. So, Tim, thank you for what you're doing to give us a place to race, not only in Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, but in Mobile, because I know it's difficult. You're stretched in so many different ways and areas as well, just with Five Flag Speedway. So for what you're doing for the drivers and the fans, I'm thanking you on behalf of them. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I'll accept that, Kane, only on behalf of a whole large group of people. I mean, I will be the first to admit we're stretched pretty thin. We're not able to do everything that we wanted to do at MIS. We've worked really hard for the last 3 years, but we're going to be in a little different capacity this year. It's going to be more of a group effort, but the real thing goes to Ida Hatfield, who will continue to try to keep the doors open in that place until a buyer comes along, because the biggest goal of all is to preserve racing there in Mobile.
Yeah. Well, Tim, we appreciate you being a big part of the show as well. And again, you've got a busy, busy day. We'd be there, but my boss and I have the anniversary today, 6 years together. So I this is the one time I can't come to the track facility. she's banned me today.
On your anniversary, and I think, as I mentioned, we'll just press on as if you were there.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great one, and we'll look forward to a lot of fun with you this year.
10-4.
All right, Tim Bryant again with Five Flag Speedway, and again, a big part of it, you just heard it right there, a news about Mobile International Speedway. So we're going to have them, we're going to be back there, it looks like just about once a month, and all the way from pretty much, it looks like March, and April, May, June, July, August, so that's going to be good for the local drivers and the fans as well. You know, if you've been following on Facebook, there's a story about a guy named Larry White, and he's out of Biloxi, or the Biloxi area, I should say, and he has put together, or friends of his, has put together a street-legal dual-controlled race car. He's 43 years old. He's from Saucer, actually, in Mississippi. Can't drive because he has cerebral palsy. And there's a quick two-minute news story the WLOX did, which is out of Biloxi, about it. And we are going to plan on having him hopefully out of Deep South Speedway, the car. And it's just so many people are so excited about what has happened here. You can go to my Facebook page as well. Again, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, long L-O-N-G. Here's a quick two-minute story about Larry and the crew.
20th, you may remember the Larry White Project. A street-legal, dual-controlled race car was being built for Larry White, a 43-year-old Socher man who loves racing but cannot drive because he has cerebral palsy. That's when his uncle, Eddie Willis, ignited a plan about 2 years ago that would turn Larry's dream into an attainable one. The renovated vehicle was unveiled tonight at the Lyman Community Center. Willis said there were so many people who helped build this car thanks to donations. Lookout Graphic Design placed all the decals on the vehicle. Lloyd Craig donated the original car right there to the Larry White Project. But it was a man from Missouri by the name of Buster McDaniel whose continuous donations turned this clunker into a crown jewel.
I didn't want anything back, don't care about ever getting anything back. It was all for Larry in the beginning for me, but to help Eddie on the project. And just one step at a time to get it done. You know, and like I said, when he said that they were going to have the unveiling, there was no issue about me coming down. I was going to do it. Only to tease Eddie that I wouldn't come down if there were more than five people there, because, you know, I'm just not good around crowds and don't talk well.
Yeah, and there were definitely more than five people there, hundreds really. And he said that he wasn't a very good speaker. He got up there and, you know, wasn't
did
nervous
just fine,
at all.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, he had the loudest cheer of them all. Eddie Willis had a very loud cheer as well, but, you know, a lot of standing ovations for a lot of people, and really just a tremendous project all around. The fact that, you know, of course, you're going to do a lot of things for your family members, but to do something like that and for everybody to see what Eddie wanted to do, you're really just a great story.
Yeah, it is tremendous. And if you want to see his whole story, you can just search on our website, WLOX.com.
That's right. Right. It's still there. Should be.
All right. How cool is that? Again, so yeah, go check that out. You can see it on Facebook, the Larry White Project. Just a great community of racers getting to help a very special guy. Still to come, great, great news. Daytona, they've got cars on the track. We'll talk to Tommy Prater about it next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And if you could only hear what we talk about before we come on the show, I'm just going to bring in Tommy. Tommy, I'm telling you, you're having fun at Daytona, aren't you? Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Derek. Good morning, everybody back in Alabama. Yeah, I mean, how can you not be having fun as Daytona, as a race car driver, race team owner, and have an opportunity to come down here and either drive a car, work on a car? It is just a special place.
Yeah, it is. And Tommy, welcome to the show. First time here in 2016. Before we talk about everything that's going on Daytona, because we got to get the spiel, obviously, you've worked so hard. Mobile International Speedway did not get the ARCA race back, so you went straight back to it, hitting it hard to NASCAR. And you got a great story on how now we've got the NASCAR K&M Pro Series 150 coming to MIS.
Well, yeah, we're very proud of the big group effort that helped get NASCAR to Mobile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for people that wonder about what their leaders do, local leaders and guys from the Mobile Sports Authority, you know, we have people calling down to NASCAR every day going, we want you to know we're supporting this race coming to Mobile, and we want you guys in Mobile in March. And, you know, how can you not be proud? NASCAR's coming back. 1951 was the last time Sprint Cup was in Mobile at Lake Speedway, and Herb Thomas won that race, now a Hall of Famer. And so having these guys coming back, the name brand of racing coming back to Mobile is really, really a lot of fun.
Boy, that's incredible, incredible. And the thing is tickets are available now. And give us a little details about the race and the event itself, because it's a two-day event with locals on Friday.
It's a two-day event, and we're working real hard to keep everything very similar to what our fans have got used to, because you know, our fans are just massive. They've been calling for months, wanting to renew tickets for a race we didn't even have.
Yeah.
So it's, our fan base is incredible. We're ending up renewing everybody's tickets this weekend. I think today is the last day to renew your ticket, knowing that you'll get your same seat back that you've had since we started this event at Mobile. And so next week we'll start selling to the general public. And I can just tell you, the phone calls and the demand and interest about this deal has been absolutely phenomenal since we announced the NASCAR race. So we're looking forward to big things when we get back there in March.
Hey, let's talk about Sarah Cornette Chang for a minute. You know, you had her at the event. She ran ARCA last year. She's been on the show several times. Great story. She's moving up to the K&N series, and she'll be at the track again. She really likes Mobile.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sarah Cornette Chang, we call them our second team over there at Racing 101, and Tony Blanchard, that group. They're just great people. I mean, you know, for folks that follow Thomas, you know, it was her race car that we went and borrowed in Pennsylvania to keep Thomas in the points last year. And they really, really made a big difference for us. And we wouldn't have finished in the top 10 without them being there.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about the number, obviously, 251-343-2929. You've got people available to buy those or to get those tickets. Again, it's really the last day to get those renewals. But then starting Monday, we're going to be able to sell them to the public. And they will go quick. It was a sold-out capacity the past couple of races, and it's going to be special, as always, at MIS. A lot of history there with NASCAR coming back. Let's talk about Daytona and your team. And you guys have already been on the track once this morning. Wash out yesterday because of rain.
Yeah, you know, rain kind of did everybody a bad deal yesterday, and so we're just now having an opportunity to get on the racetrack and get going, and drafting practice is going on now. And, you know, anytime you put these guys on the drafting practice, things always get wild, and it's starting here at Daytona early today.
Let me ask you, also with your team, DK Lock is back again. Sponsorship, do you have opportunities for folks? Obviously, you're a race team, you're a race car driver, you can always find room for another sticker. That's what I say.
Absolutely, Derek. I mean, and look, our team exists really because of the support that we get from the folks in Mobile and Pensacola and in our area. They come by, they give us a 500 here or a 1,000 there. And it's just really, really, really a fun deal to have all these local guys involved in our race team on a national basis. And you know, when we just off of the emails and texts and stuff, we get just some great feedback from folks that are so proud that there's a race team from Mobile working hard and doing something at a national level.
Well, we're proud of you. I know you've got a lot to do this week, and I wanted to get a couple minutes with you anyway just to kind of discuss getting those tickets back. And once you get done playing in Daytona and doing all that testing and stuff, we'll have you on and talk a little bit more about just the breakdown of the race and stuff. But we wish you good luck. What after this weekend, what for the team is next? You guys head back here and just kind of...
We come back and get ready to come back here to Daytona to run as a 250 here in just a couple of weeks. It's not very long ago since we're testing in January versus December. But I just looked up, Derek, and talked about racing in Mobile. Tom Claxton is up on the roof of our trailer, and you want to talk about somebody that knows something about racing. This guy has done it all, and it's really fun to see Tom and Marcia down here at Daytona and take it in the day.
That's good. You told old Tomcat to watch himself, right?
Well, he's got his wife with him now, so he's going to have to stay in a little bit of one.
That's it. Tommy, we appreciate everything you're doing for the racing community. Bringing back NASCAR to Mobile's awesome. First time since 51. Thank you for what you're doing, and good luck down in Daytona, brother.
All right, man, I appreciate it. And again, I can't thank everybody back in Mobile, not just for helping Thomas's race team, but the support that they've shown us to have this race and to continue to push and shove to have a big event in Mobile. The fans are the ones that really made it happen, and I'm looking forward to bringing a great show.
There you go. Tommy Brader, live from Daytona, and also giving you the NASCAR race back at Mobile International Speedway. It's going to be huge. Coming up, hey, did you see what happened last night with Tony Stewart and a fan? This is going to be something. Dustin Long with NBC Sports has that and NASCAR news. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later, we're going to podcast the show at USFD Racing. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And those guys are on team with us with Kane Motorsports, and we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments all around the country. So if you've got a fish fry or want to have some race cars, several along the Gulf Coast, Kerner Kafka, myself, and a few others that can bring some race cars out. Standing by, we've got Jay Wells with Deep South Speedway having that meet and greet with the drivers and teams today at the track at 2 p.m. on talk about the class is going to be run, the rule changes, and also some other things. So you make sure to come out there and check that out. And we bring in Dustin Long with NBC Sports. And Dustin Long, Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. You know, I got over to the studio this morning, and I got a text from Dustin. It said, did you see what happened with Tony Stewart last night? We have some video. And you'll just have to listen to the footage. But set this up for us, could you, Dustin?
Well, this is last night at the Chili Bowl Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Midget Series event that started on, they start practice on Monday, start racing on Tuesday. They'll finish up with their big event tonight, and it had over 335 midgets entries. So it's a major event. Tony Stewart is there in Tulsa. He's a former winner of the event. He's not competing. What he's doing is helping with track preparation. It's a dirt track inside an expo convention center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was there last year and drove the tractor and kind of helped out the Chili Bowl national officials with track preparation, some other things. And that's kind of the role he's been kind of serving and hanging out with a lot of his dirt car friends through the years this weekend. But last night, video emerged late last night of Stewart walking into the stands to have a little chat with a fan that, according to people on social media, were heckling Stewart at the event.
And here's what it sounded like. You know, through there, the guy pushed Tony Stewart, and then the security guard throws down that guy into the stands. The fans are chanting Tony, and then Tony just leans back in one more time to say, hey, you know, thanks for the conversation, I believe.
Something along those lines.
Yeah. So, but now, again, with Tony, I was talking to Bill Roth, who's a producer of the show here at the track. At the track here at the radio station. He says, that kind of sounds like old Tony Stewart. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, if you want to look at things like that and use that as a sign, then you can point to, what was it? It was in 2011, it was in January 2011 when Tony had that incident with the track promoter in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an issue with the preparation of the track when he was racing over in Australia. It had been an issue there, apparently, according to Tony, for some time. Got into a disagreement, allegedly threw his helmet at the guy. The guy struck back. Australian police at that time, brought Tony in, had him in a holding area for a little bit, just to kind of go over things. But he was not charged.
Right.
So if you want to use that as a sign, that was in January 2011. Well, in 2011, what happened? He won his third and final so far his third. His third Sprint Cup championship at the end of that season. So does that mean if you want to carry that forward, then maybe so. To get to that point, though, realistically, they've been off the last couple of years, and there's a lot that team's got to do to pick it back up to be at a level where he can compete, you know, for the Sprint Cup Championship this year. Obviously, he enters the season with a new crew chief, and, you know, he's been way off. You know, I mean, that team's been way off the last 2 years. Maybe the crew chief change will be enough.
Right.
Maybe there's a new spirit in Tony. Maybe these the low downforce packages, Tony says, will work better with him, give him a better feel, allow him to run better. So, again, if you want to look at the tea leaves and if you want to line them up the right way, then, hey, maybe this is a good sign for that Tony's acting like this because of what happened in 2011. You want to connect the dots for others, they're going to see it as that's kind of really kind of stretching things and, you know, question his actions last night.
Sure. Let me ask you also, he's mentioned and he's already said that he's not done racing. Sounds like he's going to go back to some of his dirt roots after Cup.
Yeah, and he was at a press conference at the Chili Bowl Nationals earlier this week and said that, you know, obviously this is his last season driving NASCAR Sprint Cup Series cars, but that he plans to run dirt races after this season. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him racing in the Chili Bowl Nationals next year, next January, as one of his first major dirt events. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe he might try to get in the Turkey Night Grand Prix midget race out in California Thanksgiving night, maybe running some sprint car races in Arizona in December, and then be at the Chili Bowl Nationals next January once his Sprint Cup driving career is over.
Rico Abreu, who won last year, is now, it's official, he's going to be driving a truck for Thor Sport Racing this year, and that's huge for him, moving up to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. It's been fun to watch his success recently. And then, I shouldn't say recently, because he's been driving for a long time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he also joins us. You know, Thor Sport's one of the established, you know, probably one of the more established teams in the truck series. You know, Matt Crafton, former champion, is drives for that team. We've got, they've added Ben Rhodes, a young driver, and they'll have a fourth truck this season. Cameron Haley was in, drove for them last year. So, that is setting up to be a good position, good situation. We'll have Doug George, veteran crew chief, as his crew chief. Tracy Hines, a former dirt car driver, sprint midget car driver, is the technical director over at Thor Sport, so he can help with the transition from dirt to pavement even more for Rico. So there is the potential there for really to set up for a good situation for Rico, and we'll see how well he's able to take advantage of that this season.
Chase Elliott was back in the news as well. I see him and Casey Kane joining Earnhardt with the Mountain Dew sponsorship, but also Elliott showed off a couple of his new paint schemes this week.
Yeah, and that's one of the unique things with the Hendrick Motorsports is they'll have Mountain Dew will sponsor at different times Dale Jr. as a serve as a primary sponsor for Casey Kane, and I believe in a race and a couple races with Chase Elliott. So with the announcement of Mountain Dew doing its race as a primary sponsor with Dale Earnhardt Jr., that what that means is all 38 races for this upcoming season. It's the 36 points races, the two non-points races have been sold on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s car. There's still a couple more races to sell or have not been announced yet for Chase Elliott. And I think for Casey Kane out of the 38, I think they have yet to announce for seven races this season.
Oh, good news also got to think of his name here real quick. His girlfriend had cancer, just got over it. Sorry. Martin Truex Jr. What a great news story. There's a picture of his girlfriend ringing the cancer bell. That means it's the last treatment she gets. And that's, you know, that's huge. She beat ovarian cancer, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, you know, was going through some precautionary chemotherapy, some additional sessions, and went through and finished that up here recently. So, certainly been a struggle to fight for Martin Truex Jr.'s girlfriend, Sherry Pollock. And you know, if you follow Truex, or you follow Sherry on social media, you know, she's been open about kind of taking people along with her on this journey. And certainly there were a lot of people celebrating her news the other day.
I see also Jeff Gordon starting to get comfortable on TVs. He's going to be joining Fox NFL Sunday on the 17th, it looks like.
Okay.
I thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, obviously he's...
Sorry, I know you're NBC.
The Fox group's going to be doing the first half of the races, the first half of the Sprint Cup races of the season, starting with the Daytona 500 you know, here in about a month, so they'll be, they'll be keeping him busy for sure, obviously, and, you know, he'll be in Charlotte this week. The Charlotte, the NASCAR media tour begins on Tuesday, It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the NASCAR Hall of Fame Charlotte Convention Center, where we'll get to talk with a lot of the drivers, team owners, and other officials for teams the next few days. So there'll be a lot to a lot going on this week as things really start to pick up and you know, you really start to feel that the season is getting closer and closer. Obviously, less than a month until cars are on the track at Daytona, and the Daytona 500 is not that far off. So, you know, certainly, you know, follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long, and follow my colleague Nate Ryan at Nate Ryan, and certainly the NBC NASCAR talk site this year for news and information throughout the season and what will happen next week.
Dusty, one more quick question. The President of the United States had his State of the Union address, and I want to ask if Dustin Long with NBC Sports had a State of the NASCAR address. Going from 2015 to 2016, I heard that sigh. what would you say in that speech?
Well, I think I'm not going to say what it would be. I think what NASCAR would say in his speech is that if it was NASCAR giving it, would be the feel. And again, NASCAR will talk to the media on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll give Brian France will give his State of the Sport speech. They'll make some announcements. You know, there's been a lot of talk about a chase system for the Xfinity and the truck series. I think that should be resolved. We'll know about that, frankly, with all the kind of hints that NASCAR has been sending. I would suspect that you'll probably see a chase system in those series just to kind of pair up. I don't think it'll be exactly the same way as what they do in Cup. But I think what NASCAR would say is they would feel like with the low downforce package, they'll point to the two races that used it last year, Kentucky and Darlington, and the positive response fans and drivers gave and feel like that there's the potential this year for better racing, closer competition, more tight racing, which obviously leads to more conflict, more drama, and things like that could make this certainly an interesting year. So we'll see what happens, and if all this works out, and, you know, if, you know, at the end of the year we're looking back and going, well, holy cow, I can't believe all those things that happened this season, or, wow, they really need to make some more rule changes to get it right, and we'll see where they are. But I know there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of hope and a lot of excitement on NASCAR's part that they feel like they're moving in the right direction with the racing for this coming season.
Well, I know we're excited to have you back on board again this year. We appreciate everything you do. And, again, as I always tell you, at the beginning of the year, you should have probably got that check by now.
Yeah. Still waiting there, man.
That's right. Dustin, thank you. Have a great rest of the weekend, my friend.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how you drivers for the dirt can go to Deep South Speedway today, 2 p.m. for the meet and greet. Jay Wells, myself, going to talk a little bit about what we've got planned for the year. Hang on. Stand by. And welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane, FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway again tonight at 6 o'clock at the Haji Shrine Temple at 9 Mile Road, celebrating the 2015 racing season champs. Tommy Prater down at Daytona. Appreciate him checking in again and also talking about the NASCAR K&N Racing Series. How about that video we played from the Larry White Project? Looking forward to having that car and that story at Deep South Speedway. You just wait until you go onto Facebook and find that story as the car unveiled yesterday. Really cool stuff. Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Again, how about Tony Stewart's going in there into the stands, calling that guy a you-know-what? That was an interesting video, wasn't it? Jay, I don't think we've never seen anything like that at a dirt track. At a dirt track? Really?
That's perfect. That just reaffirms my faith in Tony that he hasn't wimped out from corporate money.
That video, like I said, he was just walking by. The guy comes by, and I don't like you, Tony. And, well, is it enough for Tony? He must have had a bad day. And
enough friends. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Well, let's talk about Deep South Speedway. You and I have come together and going to operate the circus this year. We've got a meet and greet today at 2 o'clock. A lot of the people, obviously, you can go online to deepsouthspeedway.net. You can follow us on Facebook at deep-south-speedway. And today at 2 o'clock, this is what the drivers and the teams want to hear, Jay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, the classes we're going to run, the rules, when we're going to run. I mean, everything is still up in the air, as you know. I mean, that one of the things we're looking at is, you know, other uses of the facility. I was on the phone this morning, as a matter of fact, talking with a gentleman that produces Rat Rod Gatherings about doing one of those there. That led to a guy that's got six monster trucks So we're talking about some monster truck racing and motorcycle racing. I mean, you know, it's a big place, man. It's ridiculous to only use it as an automobile racetrack on Saturday nights.
And I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement. We're bringing Blake Shelton. No, I'm kidding. No, but if we did, maybe next year.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, don't sign that contract.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's talk about what it's been so far, because there's been a lot of us just getting ready. We're still working on finding some pit folks and some staff, because we're going to staff it a different way. First of all, I want to say welcome on board to Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery as well, one of our first corporate sponsors.
Yeah, great. Thanks to Todd up there at Pitts & Sons and all of his crew. Todd, I worked for Todd years ago, and he's like worldwide now. I mean, he'll be making a reality show about him pretty soon. And, you know, want to thank him, and we'll unveil the wrecker, the Deep South wrecker, as soon as we get it all painted up and looking pretty.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a huge contribution to the track, and it's going to help us a bunch.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the classes that we've kind of played with. This Outlaw Street class you keep teasing folks with. These are cars. I love the open engine rule, driven by a human, but you've got bodies. There's a truck body I've seen, a 57 Chevy. These cars look like old school cars, and they're fast.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing about it. I mean, it is pretty much wide open. It's an Outlaw class. It's the cars have to weigh 8 pounds per cubic inch of motor. You have to declare the cubic inches on the hood and, you know, and stay within those rules. Tires, big old late model meat tires. I mean, they've got a punch of 40 or harder, and I know a lot of folks may not understand all of that. That just means you can run some big, wide, soft tires, which equates to fast.
Yes.
And, you know, and bodies are unlimited. I mean, you know, these old Pontiacs and Chevys and whatnot laying around, the old Ford Falcons and that sort of stuff. You know, they may be junk. The floors are rotted out of them, whatever. But
that's perfect.
You know, there's enough tin left that you can tell what it is.
Yeah.
And it's sexy, man. It's not just a couple pieces of flat metal. And I'm really looking forward to bringing those cars out to Deep South Speedway.
The track is going through a metamorphosis. Can we say that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, it's going back.
Yes.
To what it was. And that's another thing I was doing this morning. I was talking to couple of people about what we're going to do with that. We're bringing it back to what it was when it was built. It's going to be the front and back straightaways will be 80-ish feet wide.
Yep.
The corners will be 90 feet wide in the middles.
Yep.
And so the corners are kind of egg-shaped, but that's the way it was. And the corners will be progressively banked from the bottom to the wall. So from that point, from the wall, measure 90 feet in, that'll be the bottom groove. And she'll go back to being fast and cocky like she was in the beginning.
Fast and cocky, that's good. Let me ask you, since you've been involved, I know I've had a lot on my side, but what has been the typical response from either the fans, the drivers, and businesses that you've talked to? Yeah, well, I mean, let's be realistic.
I just got a call from Dan Spence yesterday, and Dan, I love him. I've been friends with him for 25 years, and he opened up with, I just wanted to see if you could still answer the phone while you were in a straitjacket.
That's Dan.
That's kind of it. I mean, there's a lot of excitement coming around this place. You know, obviously, everybody knows its story. It's had a rough go of it the last several tries. And, you know, I think a lot of it, not, you know, dissing anybody, but, I mean, it was mismanaged. You know, they didn't use the whole facility. They tried to do what everybody else was doing. And it just didn't work. I mean, and I'm not trying to steal cars from anybody else's racetrack.
There you go.
I'm trying to reestablish Deep South Speedway's cars and fan base. You know, we're over here at Baldwin County, a huge county, largest in Alabama. We've got Mississippi just down the road, and, you know, and it's a big track. There's not another track near here that's like that. So
fastest track in the South.
Looking to reestablish that.
Yeah. Well, Jay, tell us a little bit about, again, obviously it's not hard to find the track off the I-10 Loxley exit, 2 o'clock today. What's the plan if drivers are coming out here? How long is it going to take to meet and greet with some of these folks? Do you know?
Yeah, we're going to try. I mean, we're going to try to get everybody organized. And, you know, I want to speak with, like, one group at a time instead of talking to, you know, 10 people at a time. And if you're going now, you can follow me because I just went under I-10 headed up there. But we're just a couple miles north of I-10. On the left, you'll have to look for the sign, Deep South Speedway. And we'll try to get, you know, people organized in classes and, you know, kind of hammer out what we're going to do. We'll be pretty close in rules as far as what's going on around the area, but there's some changes I want to make to accommodate some of our Mississippi friends. And, you know, they'll come over here. And to be honest, changes that'll help the cars live longer on this big track.
That's a good way to put it. Well, Jane, yeah. I know I'll be there by about one ish. So,
oh, yeah.
So
I, yeah, then I'll see you around five after two, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's you know us stars. Yeah, I don't even say anything about that. All right, Jay, I'll see you at the track, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Hey, there you go, Jay Wells promoting the track at Deep South Speedway again. And what we've told everybody is he is controlling everything on the race side track of the fence, and then I'm on the other side. So we're going to be doing. I'll be out there with the fans and doing the announcing, also driving. We're going to have that open wheel modified thanks to Ingersoll Racing out there as well. So we'll see you today at the meet and greet. Thank you so much to Tim Bryant. Don't forget today, Five Flag Speedway celebrating the champions from last year. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Haji Shrine Temple. Tommy Prater again and the Moose down at NASCAR's Daytona. So we wish them good luck. And again, thank you, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. God bless you all. Have a great weekend and happy anniversary, baby. And I love you, Mom.